There is a quiet weight that unfinished things carry. Not always heavy enough to stop you. Not always loud enough to demand attention. But present. Lingering in the background of your thoughts. Like a sentence that was never completed. A message you meant to reply to. A project you began with energy, but never returned to. An idea that once felt important. Now sitting somewhere between intention and neglect. Each one seems small. But together, they create something larger. A subtle sense that something is always incomplete. Starting something is easy. It often begins with energy. A new idea feels exciting. A new goal feels meaningful. A new task feels clear and manageable. At the beginning, motivation is strong. You imagine the outcome. You feel progress immediately. You believe you will carry it through. But finishing is different. Finishing happens after the energy fades. After the excitement disappears. After the task becomes ordinary. After the effort feels repetitive instead of new. And this is where many things stop. Unfinished things do not disappear. They remain open. Even if you stop working on them, they continue to exist in your awareness. Not constantly, but often enough. A small thought appears during the day. I should finish that. Then it fades. But it returns again later. These are called open loops. Your mind prefers closure. When something is incomplete, it continues to revisit it, trying to resolve it. Even when you are focused on something else, a part of your attention is quietly held by what remains unfinished. This creates mental clutter. Not obvious, but persistent. Like having too many tabs open in your mind. Finishing something closes that loop. It tells your mind, this is complete. You can let it go. And when enough of these loops are closed, something changes. Your attention becomes clearer. Your thoughts feel less scattered. Your mind becomes quieter. This is why finishing small things matters so much. Not because the task itself is important, but because of what it does to your mental state. Replying to one message you have been avoiding. Completing one small task you postponed. Organizing something that has been left unfinished. Each of these actions creates a small release. A reduction of tension. There is also a deeper shift that happens over time. When you consistently finish what you start, you begin to trust yourself. Not in a dramatic way, but in a steady, quiet way. You stop questioning whether you will follow through. You begin to assume that you will. This changes how you approach everything. You choose more carefully what to begin, because you know that starting means continuing. Finishing also teaches something important about discipline. It shows you that motivation is temporary, but continuation is a choice. You do not need to feel inspired to finish something. You only need to return to it. Again and again, until it reaches its end. Many things remain unfinished not because they are too difficult, but because we expect them to be perfect. We wait for the right moment, the right mood, the right level of energy. And when those conditions are not present, we delay. But perfection is not required for completion. Something can be finished even if it is imperfect. In fact, most things are. Finishing is not about achieving the ideal result. It is about reaching a natural conclusion. It is about saying, this is done, even if it could be improved later, even if it is not exactly what you imagined at the beginning. There is a quiet relief in that moment. When something moves from in progress to complete, it no longer pulls your attention. It no longer asks for energy. It becomes part of the past. Closed. Without finishing, life begins to feel crowded. Too many things remain open. Too many thoughts remain unresolved. Too many tasks remain partially done. This creates a constant sense of pressure. Even when nothing urgent is happening, finishing reduces that pressure. Not all at once, but gradually. One small completion at a time. There is also a rhythm to doing things well. You begin. You continue. You finish. Each part matters. Without finishing, the rhythm breaks. You start, you move forward, but you never experience closure. And over time, that absence becomes exhausting. Finishing also applies beyond tasks, conversations, decisions, emotions. Sometimes finishing means saying something clearly instead of leaving it unsaid. Sometimes it means making a decision instead of delaying it indefinitely. Sometimes it means accepting that something has ended, even if it was not the ending you wanted. Closure is not always comfortable, but it is necessary. Without it, the mind keeps returning to the same place. Trying to complete what was never finished. At the end of the day, Finishing what you started is not about productivity. It is about clarity. It is about creating space in your mind. It is about reducing the quiet weight of incomplete things. You do not need to finish everything at once. You do not need to clear every open loop immediately. You only need to begin closing them, one by one. And each time you do, something shifts. Your attention becomes sharper. Your thoughts become lighter. Your sense of control becomes steadier. Because life is not only defined by what you begin. It is defined by what you bring to completion. And sometimes, finishing something small can bring more peace than starting something big. Because in that simple act of completion, you are not just finishing a task. You are freeing your mind.